Number 1. To whom it may concern. My wife and I have lived in small town for more than 60 years and have enjoyed Freer Park for all that time. When we were young and didn't have the money to go anywhere else, we would walk there almost every day. Now we are seniors, and my wife must use a wheelchair for extended walks. We find that the beautiful walking paths through the park are all but impassable to her. The paths are cracked and littered with rocks and debris that make it impossible to roll her chair from place to place. We hope you will devote resources to restoring the walking paths in Freer Park for all visitors. Sincerely, Craig Thomas.
Number 2. When the vote was announced, my brain just would not work out the right percentages to discover whether we had the necessary 2/3 majority. Then one of the technicians turned to me with a big smile on his face and said, "You've got it." At that moment, the cameras outside took over, and out there in the yard, there was a scene of joy almost beyond belief. Then the cameras came back to those of us who were in the studio. I managed to overcome my urge to burst into tears and expressed my joy and delight that after all these years, this had happened, and my thanks to my daughters and my family who had shared in the struggle so long.
Number 3. Study the lives of the great people who have made an impact on the world, and you will find that in virtually every case, they spent a considerable amount of time alone thinking. Every political leader who had an impact on history practiced the discipline of being alone to think and plan. Great artists spend countless hours in their studios or with their instruments, not just doing, but exploring their ideas and experiences. Time alone allows people to sort through their experiences, put them into perspective, and plan for the future. I strongly encourage you to find a place to think and to discipline yourself to pause and use it, because it has the potential to change your life. It can help you to figure out what's really important and what isn't.
Number 4. Albert Einstein once boarded a train from Philadelphia. The conductor came around to punch the tickets and said, "Ticket, please." Einstein reached into his vest pocket for the ticket, but did not find it. He checked his jacket pocket, no ticket. He checked his briefcase, but still, he could not find his ticket. The conductor, noting his obvious distress, kindly said, "I know who you are, Dr. Einstein. Don't worry about your ticket." Several minutes later, the conductor turned around from the front of the train car to see Einstein continuing to search under his seat for the missing ticket. Quickly, he hurried back to assure the gray-haired gentleman, "Dr. Einstein, Dr. Einstein, I know who you are," he repeated. "Please don't worry about your ticket." Dr. Einstein slowly arose from his knees and addressed the young conductor. "Son, you don't understand. I, too, know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going."
Number 5. Shopping for new things can turn into a hobby in itself. If you want to save your money, try finding pleasure in creating things rather than buying things. We get the same kind of satisfaction from making things that we do from buying things. If you draw something you're proud of or write something you enjoy, you've now got a new thing in your life that makes you happy. Buying a new gadget might give you a similar rush, but it probably won't last long. Of course, our recommendation can cost money too. However, when you can't spend money, you can always learn more about your craft online or practice with what you already have. Even if you spend money, you're at least improving a skill rather than buying things that lose their value.
Number 6. Overprotective parents spare kids from all natural consequences. Unfortunately, their kids often lack a clear understanding of the reasons behind their parents' rules. They never learn how to bounce back from failure or how to recover from mistakes because their parents prevented them from making poor choices. Rather than learning, "I should wear a jacket because it's cold outside," a child may conclude, "I have to wear a jacket because my mom makes me." Without an opportunity to experience real-world consequences, kids don't always understand why their parents make certain rules. Natural consequences prepare children for adulthood by helping them think about the potential consequences of their choices.
Number 7. Children who read books for fun at least 5 days a week. The above graph shows the percentages of children in different age groups who read books for fun at least 5 days a week in 2012 and 2014. In both years, the percentages of the 6 to 8 age group ranked first, followed by the 9 to 11 age group. In 2012, the percentage of the 6 to 8 age group was twice as large as that of the 15 to 17 age group. In 2014, the percentage of the 6 to 8 age group was larger than the combined percentage of the two age groups 12 to 14 and 15 to 17. The gap in the percentages between 2012 and 2014 was the smallest in the 12 to 14 age group. Compared to 2012, all the age groups showed decreased percentages in 2014.
Number 8. Hike the Valley. Hike the Valley is a hiking program where we guide participants through local trails every Saturday. Hike information. Meeting place: Marshall Canyon Regional Park, Main Gate. Age requirements. Participants should be 10 years of age or older. All those under the age of 18 must be accompanied by an adult. Participation fee. The fee is $8 per person. This includes a bottle of water and shuttle bus service. Participant requirements. Hikers are required to wear comfortable hiking shoes or boots and bring their own lunch. Registration. Register in advance at the Carolyn Owens Community Center.
Number 9. From the beginning of human history, people have asked questions about the world and their place within it. For early societies, the answers to the most basic questions were found in religion. Some people, however, weren't satisfied with the traditional religious explanations, and they began to search for answers based on reason. This shift marked the birth of philosophy, and the first of the great thinkers that we know of was Thales of Miletus. He used reason to inquire into the nature of the universe and encouraged others to do likewise. He passed on to his followers not only his answers, but also the process of thinking rationally. In addition, he let them know an idea of what kind of explanation they could find satisfactory.
Number 10. Why doesn't the modern American accent sound similar to a British accent? After all, didn't the British colonize the U.S.? Experts believe that British residents and the colonists who settled America all sounded the same back in the 18th century. In fact, they probably all sounded like modern Americans. The accent that we think of as British today formed during the American Revolution. People of low rank who became wealthy during the Industrial Revolution wanted to sound different from other commoners. These people developed new ways of speaking to set themselves apart and demonstrate their new, elevated social status. In the 19th century, this distinctive accent was standardized and was taught to people who wanted to learn to speak fashionably.
Number 11. It's hard enough to stick with your goals, but sometimes we make goals we don't really want in the first place. We make a resolve based on what we're supposed to do, or what others think we're supposed to do, rather than what really matters to us. This makes it nearly impossible to stick to the goal. For example, reading more is a good habit when you actually want to learn more. However, if you're only doing it because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do, you're going to have a hard time reaching the goal. Instead, make goals based on your own values. Now, this isn't to say you should read less. The idea is to first consider what matters to you. Then, figure out what you need to do to get there.
Number 12. Studying history can make you more knowledgeable or interesting to talk to, or can lead to all sorts of brilliant vocations, explorations, and careers. But even more importantly, studying history helps us ask and answer humanity's big questions. If you want to know why something is happening in the present, you might ask a sociologist or an economist. But if you want to know deep background, you ask historians. A career as a historian is a rare job, which is probably why you have never met one. That's because they are the people who know and understand the past and can explain its complex interrelationships with the present.
Number 13. If you make a small request and have people accept it, they'll be more likely to accept a bigger request afterwards. A. After this, the salesperson asks you if you are interested in buying any cruelty-free cosmetics from their store. Considering that most people agree to the prior request to sign the petition, they will be more likely to purchase the cosmetics. B. For instance, a salesperson might request you to sign a petition to prevent cruelty against animals. This is a very small request, and most people will do what the salesperson asks. C. They make such purchases because the salesperson takes advantage of a human tendency to be consistent in their words and actions. People want to be consistent and will keep saying yes if they have already said it once.
Number 14. So skin cells, hair cells, and nail cells no longer produce new cells. Do hair and fingernails continue to grow after a person dies? The short answer is no, though it may not seem that way to the casual observer. That's because after death, the human body dehydrates, causing the skin to shrink or become smaller. This shrinking exposes the parts of the nails and hair that were once under the skin, causing them to appear longer than before. Typically, fingernails grow about 0.1 millimeters a day. But in order to grow, they need glucose, a simple sugar that helps to power the body. Once the body dies, there's no more glucose. Moreover, a complex hormonal regulation directs the growth of hair and nails, none of which is possible once a person dies.
Number 15. Children are much more resistant to giving something to someone else than to helping them. One can observe this difference clearly in very young children. Even though 1.5-year-olds will support each other in difficult situations, they are not willing to share their own toys with others. The little ones even defend their possessions with screams and, if necessary, blows. This is the daily experience of parents troubled by constant quarreling between toddlers. There was no word I heard more frequently than mine from my daughters when they were still in diapers. Although very young children will help each other in difficult situations, they are unwilling to share their possessions.
Number 16-18. A. A long time ago, there was a boy. He was smart, talented, and handsome. However, he was very selfish, and his temper was so difficult that nobody wanted to be his friend. Often, he got angry and said hurtful things to people around him. B. The number of nails the boy drove into the fence each day gradually decreased. Eventually, the boy started to understand that holding his temper was easier than driving nails into the fence. He didn't need the hammer and nails anymore when he learned to hold his temper. He went to his father and shared his achievement. Now, every time you hold your temper all day long, pull out one nail. C. Much time passed. At last, the boy was proud of himself, as all the nails were gone. He found his father and explained this. Together, they went to the fence, and he said, "You did a good job, my son, but pay attention to the holes left from the nails. The fence will never be the same. The same happens when you say hurtful things to people. Your words leave scars in their hearts, like those holes in the fence." D. The boy's parents were concerned about his bad temper. One day, the father had an idea. He called his son and gave him a hammer and a bag of nails. The father said, "Every time you get angry, take a nail and drive it into that old fence as hard as you can." The fence was very tough, and the hammer was heavy. Nevertheless, he was so furious that during the very first day, He drove in 37 nails.